So we've come to this time of the year, right?
Yes. August? No, September.
September does. So we're hurtling towards the end of the year.
Yes.
And the usual Christmas party, office Christmas party.
Invites have gone out already, have they?
Invites have gone out. Invites went out yesterday. Now, this is a new job for me. I've only been there for 2 months. So I was a little shocked to find in my Dropbox the invite.
Right.
And there's a theme.
Oh.
So you can't just rock up, have a few drinks.
And try not to throw your name away or photocopy your ass.
Or shag someone you probably shouldn't be shagging.
Yes.
So the theme is heroes and villains.
Right.
And I'm like,
I don't know. I need
some help. Do I go as a hero? Well, you know, someone's hero might be someone else's villain.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I'm not really sure.
It's all up to interpretation. And if you go too far, you know, if you sort of go leather clad, red devil, you know, in a negligee and a corset or whatever.
It's not whores and vicars, darling. It's villains and heroes. So
we need some help. We need some help.
I mean, firstly, what? Hero or villain?
Yeah. And then take a vote on that. I know which way I'd go. For you, I mean. So we need your help, listeners. And we're gonna throw in a little present for the one that you like best.
Yes, a delicious present,
yes.
Gillian.
There may be a diamond on it because it's from Diamond Craft Jewelry. Mm. They're not saying it is, though. And anyway, it's just a present. So what do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
The real thing is that you are going to help Claire not make an absolute tit of herself at her very first Christmas party in her new job, which is really important. But we also want you to create a fantastic impression.
Yeah.
We don't want you to fade into the wallpaper.
I know. It's a fine line. That I feel that I'm treading here. It's a fine line. So heroes and villains is the theme of said Christmas party, and I need some help.
You're with G-Spot, Gillian, Claire, Greta on Joy.
Yes, indeed. And we are discussing my Christmas party, my new job.
Yeah, new job.
Christmas party.
You have quite a senior position somehow, don't you?
I don't know how it happened, but it happened. So let's just go with it until someone taps me on the shoulder and says, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
So in my inbox yesterday was an invite to the Christmas party, and the theme is heroes and villains.
Yep.
Okay. So I need some assistance.
Yep.
Because I'm really not sure, and I can't not go.
No.
Hang on, is that an option?
Oh. I have not been to Christmas do's before, but I have not been in such an august position as you find yourself in, Claire. Head of global something or other.
I don't know what the hell's going on there. But
yeah.
Anyway.
You must go.
I must go. Okay.
And you must make a bit of an effort.
Fabulous. But Simo, he makes a good point here. He said, surely the theme for a Christmas party is Christmas.
Well, back in the day,
darling, you're not
maybe.
Helping me either.
Yeah, that's absolutely boggle you, Simo, but thanks anyway.
I mean, I hear you.
You're not going to be getting that bracelet, Simo, for that. You're going to have to up your game.
Where I could go with a bit of tinsel or something. Oh, and even that. I'm not. Oh, anyway.
Darling, you've got to get more on
I've
it, more positive
get
about
this.
This. Come on.
Onto this. Okay, I could also go, says Mimi, and I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Cruella de Vil.
Yes. Put a streak in your hair because you've got very dark hair and you put like a white streak. You might do it with talcum powder or just...
Talcum powder? That'll all fall out.
Yeah, maybe you need a silver paint or something in your hair.
Yeah, okay, I could go with that.
Lots of sort of dark makeup.
Mm-hmm. Did she have longer hair though?
She did. A wig is not out of the question.
I'd get a wig.
No, a wig's probably a good idea.
Stuart from Bomb Beach says, why don't I go as Wonder Woman or Superman?
Yes.
Basically anything where you can wear your underwear on the outside.
Brilliant. And I like that idea.
And if I get lost for 2.5 days, I can pee in the underwear and
suck it up,
sister. Mm-hmm. So and also there's one here that says, Ron says I could go as Donald Trump. Hero to some, but idiot to most. Well, I could.
You could, darling. A bit of orange face.
Oh, yeah, I could. I could do that. Look, there's lots of things I could do. Keep them coming, darlings, because I have no clue.
You're on Joy.
And for my sins, I am going to my first work Christmas party.
Yes.
In December. So let's think of weather.
Yeah, let's think of weather. It's warm.
And the theme is heroes and villains. And we've had quite a few suggestions.
I know, because we need your help, listeners. Mm. And we're also going to give you a present to the one that Claire likes the most.
Yeah.
Now, we've been... Cruella de Vil was one suggestion, but that might be a little hot. And where are you going to get all those Dalmatians for your coat?
I know, because I have to wear a fur coat.
Yeah.
I think my mum's still got one of those.
Has she?
She won't ship that over, though.
No.
If I ask her now, it might get here on time. You know what the parents are like sending.
And also the postal service. It's gone way downhill. Yeah. Perhaps because there's only one person who works for Australia Post. And it takes a little while. It's a bit like Santa Claus.
I don't think I could do it, Gillian. No. It's too hot. I'd have to wear a wig as well.
Oh, my God.
It's just brought.
Yes. So think about weather when you're making suggestions. Have you got any more?
I do. I have. Ken said that I should maybe go as Harlequin from Suicide Squad.
Ah, and there is a picture of said Harlequin.
There is a picture of said Harlequin. And
she's hot and fairly scantily clad, but there's an issue, though, for me.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh.
That's the other thing. I mean, often the women's heroes and villains are quite scantily clad.
You're right.
No one needs to see.
And also, what you don't want to do, because this always happens to me, I go on a theme party, and I went once as Tomb Raider, and you know, and I've got bloody guns strapped to me legs.
Yeah.
And people are saying, who are you?
No.
I'm afraid so. You want people to know who you are. And Harlequin,
They might just go, I do have the pale face, because she's very pale. She's got the white face. Right.
You're pale and interesting.
Pale and interesting.
Yeah.
So it could work for me. Wonder Woman has been quite, you know, a couple of people have suggested Wonder Woman.
But how many Wonder Womans are you going to bump into on the night? That's another thing.
Well,
how do you be original and people recognise you? Maybe you should be sick.
I know. But should I even go? I
mean, you've got to go, darling. Question. You are practically running the company globally, so you need to go.
Michael reckons I should go as Bad Santa. Do you remember that? Who was the actor?
Oh, come on. Bob. He was married to...
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yay!
I get there eventually.
Yes.
But again, the suit.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. Maybe you could wear a sort of summery version.
And then someone's just suggested Mrs. Claus, if I wear a summery version... Scantily clad.
Yes.
Can't do it. Cannot.
We've got to wind it up. So who else is suggesting what?
Madness up. What else have I got? Ned Kelly. But someone's got a complaint.
Oh, here we go.
Look, and it's fair enough, I think. So Kieran, he had a stupid manager. I'm quoting Kieran here. I don't know who the manager was. Mm-mm. Who complained about the Christmas party date 3 times.
Oh.
So people changed. Oh, no, she changed it 3 times to suit herself.
Yeah.
And then she failed to rock up.
No. Oh, I want to slap her. I don't even know who she is.
This is a little bit... Kieran says, suffice to say, her resignation 12 months later wasn't so sad. But how do you, as a person, rock up to your office after changing it 3 times to suit yourself, then you don't even bother to front, and then you go to work on, say, the Monday, because, you know, your Christmas party is never on the 23rd of December.
You've always got to do the walk of shame.
Well, did she?
Yeah.
I don't think she would have.
Well,
she
maybe she took 12 months sort of sick leave or something and then resigned. I think it's because denial isn't just a river in Egypt.
No, Gillian.
Like, I think some of us can hide from our own reality.
You've got to put on one hell of a front, though, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And maybe it was 12 months later because it was like the Christmas party was coming up
looming
again.
Looming large again.
And they were like, oh, I want to change the date. I can't.
I'll just change jobs.
Yeah, I'll just leave.
Yeah, fair enough. Someone's now, Tim has told me to go as Doctor Who. This actually could work because they always have a Christmas special, Doctor Who.
They do.
And Doctor Who is now a woman.
That's right. So you could go as... Oh, I'm liking it. How much clothes does she wear? Because, you know, remember, it's like we don't need to go as a tart.
Kitten or witch. That's normally what women fancy dresses are, aren't they?
So we don't want you to go scantily clad, but also we don't want you to boil.
I remember, who was it? Was it Tom Baker who had the scarf
Don't do the scarf.
Oh, my goodness.
I've worn a scarf this winter and I realised just how much heat must escape through my neck. I'm absolutely boiling in that scarf here on Joy 94.9. You're with the G-Spot. Well, we've got to make a decision soon about what you're going to wear to that Christmas party.
Yes,
very
hero
first.
Or villain.
Could be hero or villain fluid. Couldn't it? Because you're saying somebody's hero could be somebody else's villain.
Yes, exactly.
As
well
in, your
said,
current
Gian.
Partner is your hero and your ex-partner is...
Your villain, or the other way around.
Often.
Well, someone here has said, Les has said that I should go as Patsy from Ab Fab.
Now, is that a hero or a villain?
Well, who the hell knows? Les, I could end up like Patsy from Ab Fab, so that could be a contender.
I say start as you mean to go on, Claire.
I wouldn't have to do a huge amount there, would I?
No.
Someone said to go as Melania Trump.
Melania Trump. Yes.
I couldn't wear those bloody high heels.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they are skyscrapers that she wears.
They're Trump Towers, aren't they?
They are Trump Towers. And, Catwoman.
Yes.
Sherlock Holmes or Sergeant Donger. Who's Sergeant Donger? He says a Paul Hogan character. Well, Ange, I'm not going to do Paul Hogan. That's terrible. Or Mrs. Marples.
Miss Marple.
Yeah. Wasn't she really old?
She was. But, you know, oh, every suggestion we're grateful for, darling. You can't go poo-pooing.
And we have a suggestion all the way from Dallas in the US of A.
Well, listen to that one.
And this says, I mean this in a lovely way, of course, but there's no contest. Claire should definitely go as a villain.
Okay. She charming. Means it in a lovely way. She's couched that. That's a compliment
well, that's
sandwich,
just
isn't
charming.
It?
I think it is, yes. That's yeah.
Lovely that's things like. Either side and then the shit in the middle.
Yeah. A bit like the newspaper.
The one that I'm really liking for you is the Doctor Who, the female Doctor Who.
Yeah, but have you seen her? Let me show you a picture of her.
All right. All right. Listeners, you should do the same. Yep. Get onto Google.
So the new female Doctor Who,
yes.
As delightful as she is, great actor. I love
yeah,
her.
Yeah, love her. Love her. What's her name?
She was in?
Broadchurch.
Yes, thank you.
Or as my
well
friend
done.
Likes to call it, Broadchurch.
Broadchurch. She's great, but she's blonde.
Yes, that is a little bit of a barrier. Blonde wig.
Could be an issue, from again, with the hotness. She's wearing a very heavy woolen overcoat with a hoodie underneath.
Oh, that's tricky, Claire. I don't know. It's going to be really
hard. I just boycott the whole thing.
Oh, look, discuss that. You'll have to resign.
Mm, that's true. 12 months later, though, I'd have to resign.
Oh, I see. You'd have a whole year window.
Yeah. Help me, really, to help myself. That's where we're going with here. But listen to this song.
Oh, this will get you up. It's KC.
It is called Give It Up, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think they mean give it up in a good way.
Oh,
give
yeah.
It up.
Give
for...
it up for...
Yeah.
Darling, we haven't got a lot longer to actually decide how Claire is going to go to her Christmas party. I know it seems early, but the invites have gone out.
Gone out. Went out yesterday.
Ridiculous.
Now I'm concerned.
Whether
nervous
she's
going to
go as a hero or as a villain. Your partner thinks she should go as a villain, and she should know.
No contest, apparently. and also Poison Ivy.
Who's Poison Ivy?
All right. So Poison Ivy was Uma Thurman's character in...
Say that again.
Uma Thurman. What's her surname?
Uma Thurman. Yeah, go for
Uma
it.
Thurman.
Yeah, love it.
What's her surname?
Thurman.
Thurman. Thank you, Greta. Gillian just laughs at me. Uma Thurman. Let's just go with that.
Yes.
That was her character in Batman. No, hang on.
Pulp Fiction?
No, Batman.
It was Batman, wasn't
okay.
it?
Yeah. Right. But do you think anybody would know you? This is back to identity. Mm. You don't want people going, who have you come as? Who have you come as? Who have you come as?
How many times are they going to say
as many
say
times
it?
As people come up to you, I suppose.
Well, I suppose so. And Ange is on the female detective. She's come up with another suggestion. She has, and that's the Miss Fisher.
She's called a Briny Fisher, and it's something that rhymes with Briny, but it's not Briny, is it? What's her name?
Hermione?
Hermione Fisher. What is her first name? Oh, it's going to drive
well,
me
it's
nuts.
It's Miss Fisher's...
Miss Fisher, but it's...
Is she the one with the bob?
Yes, the beautiful one with the bob.
Oh, I could get away with
I
that.
I think you'd go as her and just right. loads of makeup. Absolutely.
I could do that.
She's in the 20s, so you can go in a flapper dress, so there'd be a bit of wind in your sails.
That could work for me.
Yeah,
all right. Yay.
Ange,
you won.
You get the present. What is that present?
Well done. Well, that present, Gillian, I'm so glad you asked me that, is a leather braided bracelet with may or may not have a little bit of shine on the wrist. And that's from our lovely sponsors, Diamond Craft Jewellery. So that's coming to you, Ange.
Well, apparently you've got to go and pick it up.
Is
so
it not? Go pick it up.
But ring in and or we'll ring
oh,
you.
Phil will
tell
give it
you
to
all.
Phil and he'll tell you everything.